letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. An ink drop descends past blurred points of light on its way toward a desktop, where it lands on a blank piece of paper. It spreads, forming an illustration of a wooden structure perched in a tree's branches, from which a trio of birds takes flight. Treehouse Pictures. Netflix presents. A view fades up from blackness to reveal sparse patches of vegetation dotting an arid landscape. A Netflix original film, a Treehouse Pictures production, in association with Voltage Pictures. In association with 42 Automatic, a gentle breeze rustles branches of trees standing in the desert terrain. Quonset huts line a camp. A young brown-haired soldier makes his way toward parked armored vehicles, removing his wristwatch and pocketing it.
I was lucky to get a war. That's how the old guy saw it. I'd have the rest of my life to tell folks how I made history.
He stops near one vehicle.
You know, I signed up July 11th, 2001. 2 months before that really meant something.
He glances furtively.
Well, I'd love to say I'm here to fight for freedom. But honestly, I joined the reserves for the college money.
He bites down on a cloth.
I don't belong here. And I'm ashamed of that.
He opens the truck door, places one hand in the jam, and proceeds to slam it repeatedly. As the view fades to black, a title appears. Sandcastle.
A war story can't be true. Unless it's got some shame attached to it.
Kuwait staging area, March 2003. Later, the soldier walks with a cast covering his forearm on his way through camp. He squirts toothpaste on his finger, then proceeds to rub his teeth and gums. Sweat soaks the back of his t-shirt as he produces a water bottle from a cargo pants pocket and sips from it. Other personnel in fatigues and t-shirts fill the staging area. A tank swerves, kicking up a cloud of dust. Another infantryman stands near a parked tank, the barrel of its cannon stenciled with lettering.
What do you think? Hokey was my dog's name. Miraloma's the name of the street I grew up on. It's my porn name. I'm going balls deep in Iraq, get it?
Yeah, it's clever.
He eyes the cast.
That coming off?
Yeah, heading that way.
Just in time. Armor's rolling out. This place would be a ghost town. Tick-tock, right?
Right.
Hey, if I don't see you for the rest of the war, be safe.
They shake hands. Later in a tent, Ochre looks on as a bald medic wearing camouflage scrubs saws off his cast. The medic peels off the plaster encasement.
Little pressure.
Ochre flexes his fingers, the skin beneath his knuckles scarred over.
Scale of 1 to 10, how's the pain?
It's a 10.
He gives him gauze and a pill bottle.
Whatever the suggested dose, double it. That'll handle the discomfort.
Discomfort? No, I can't even make a fist. I can't roll out like this.
See your hand.
The medic studies the wound.
Door did that?
Yeah.
I've seen guys rolling out with a lot worse.
In another tent, a man with sergeant stripes sips from a mug as he watches airstrikes on a newscast. A shaved-headed GI lifts free weights.
Here's one of the potential targets, but you're in Baghdad. It's really quite
strange. Got it, boy, Enzo! Get it!
The muscular Enzo bench presses near a soldier with a tattoo of Texas on his chest.
I'm telling you guys, we'll be on the cover of Men's Health, fucking two big old titty chicks on each arm, waves splashing them on pecs and shit.
Chesky. We're gonna see you on the cover of Out Magazine with a dick in each hand and shame in your eyes.
This.
Hey, you smell that?
Ochre approaches.
It smells like pussy.
Why would it smell like pussy?
Oh, hey, Ochre.
Hey, what's up, boy? We were just talking about
you. You look like shit.
That malaria pill's giving me nightmares. The whole place is a nightmare, man.
So?
The sergeant eyes him.
What the doc said?
Yeah, I'm good.
Welcome back.
Did you guys see armor's rolling out?
Come again?
Whoa. Is that true? Yeah. I saw Cole loading the Abrams.
Sergeant Harper, we staging?
I know what you know, Jetski.
Come on.
What do I know? Tell me what I know.
Sarge, if we are staging, we should start moving.
Guys, Commander, let us know when they're ready.
Army's kept me in a cage for 6 weeks, Sergeant Harper.
Oh, it's hard to let me out.
How's the hand feel?
The shaved-headed guy eyes Ochre.
It's not a problem.
Enzo flexes his arms. Outside, rucksacks sit piled outside armored vehicles. Ochre shuts the driver's door of one, then steps to the front as Sergeant Harper fiddles under the hood.
Good stick, huh?
Ochre lowers the prop rod, then helps Harper shut the hood and snap its latches closed.
What are you doing here?
They raise the front grill guard.
Hell, whatever you tell me to, Sergeant.
That's a very good answer. But that's not what I mean. You're a smart guy. Mm-hmm. Smarter than most of these boys. Much being all the fuck you can be somewhere else, huh?
Well, it was laundry day when I signed up.
Needed the free t-shirt?
Harper passes him a rucksack.
Come on, Ochre.
Two officers approach.
I don't know. My dad was in, my granddad. Something he did, you know?
Glorious day for the infantry, Sergeant Harper.
As you were.
Well, Sergeant Major, which way is the shit rolling, Lieutenant?
Downhill, as always.
This is gravity intended, son.
We're being moved up the manifest.
Chalk 2 acts as slow as my fucking wife, apparently.
Roger that, sir. We're gonna be about an hour or two square here.
Well, better make it 30.
The lieutenant departs.
You boys proud and ready?
Proud and ready, Sergeant Major. Proud and ready.
Yeah, you got that right. Beautiful goddamn day for the infantry.
He glances back at Ochre, nods to Harper, then steps away. At night, a flare descends through the sky above the staging area. Enzo, Chutsky, Ochre, and the shaved-headed soldier wait outside an armored truck.
Bert, there's no way. All day, Bert. This little baby face, this wet-nosed puppy dog Care Bear motherfucker.
Right? Yeah, I'm outside. I don't know none of this shit's going on, right? So I'm looking up, and I swear to God, just as the first fireworks went off, Mitch comes flying through the front door. Face bloody, mangled, just all messed up. And then out the corner of my eye, I see this white flash coming. I look over. It's Burton taking a running leap off my front porch, came down on him with the knee like this. Boom!
He grabs him by the ponytail, drags him to the middle of the street, and beat the brakes off of this grown man. I mean, he hit him with shit I ain't never seen before.
What, and everyone just watched?
Yeah. Huh?
Damn, Burton.
Bottom line, his mom took care of me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
This guy was a piece of shit. All he got was coming to him. That's it.
You need, like anger management for that.
I'm good.
You are cleared to cross phase line alpha.
I got really into Pilates.
Roger that, noble lion. We are ready to go. Over.
Harper hangs up the radio.
Guys, game on. Let's go. Come on.
Baghdad or bus, bitches.
Enzo and the shaved-headed Burton draw on their cigarettes. Inside, Sergeant Harper puts on his helmet and tightens the chin strap. Chutsky turns to Ochre beside him.
Cigarette?
No, I'm good, thanks. Don't smoke.
Burton and Enzo slap hands.
Keep me safe, sir.
You know it.
Garrison up! Tonight, you boys get your war!
Burton climbs in the turret.
We'll do that, bro. Being scared? You're gonna get scared. Double time! March!
Enzo drives them off in a convoy of military vehicles, a dozen strong. Daytime. Ochre opens fire with his assault rifle, then takes cover behind a vehicle along with Chutsky, Harper, and Enzo. Text appears. Iraq. Baghdad invasion, March 2003.
What the fuck? Shit.
Fucking sucks.
Shit.
All right.
Well,
we're gonna have to flank.
All right. Well, Charlie James got a team across the way. Maybe I can flank with them.
Chutsky, you want it? We'll get it, boy.
Hey, Burton.
Yeah?
Give me some smoke. Hey, but don't bum rush the guy, okay? The man does not want to destroy a mosque. It's gonna be a bad PR problem.
Fucking liberals, man.
I don't think it's coming from the mosque. I saw a muzzle flashes behind.
What building?
From the turret, Burton tosses projectiles.
Yeah, I think he's in the hotel.
Hotel. I'm gonna take the kid.
All right, Ochre.
Hey, Burton.
Go on, point
rock and rolling. You ready?
Let's go. Follow me, Ochre.
Chutsky and Ochre race past whizzing gunfire on their way toward a wall of covering smoke.
Fuck! Shit!
They join up with others.
All right. Where's the CO?
on a sidewalk.
CO!
Right here, Sergeant.
CO, get over here.
All right, Private here knows where the fire's coming from.
Where's the helicopter?
Is he in the hotel?
He's in the hotel.
Alpha, follow him. Bravo, with me.
All right, on me. Oker!
A parked car burns. A soldier ducks and aims. Another arrives, aiming in the opposite direction. Soldiers spell one another, taking position behind parked cars as others race forward one at a time. Chutsky follows Oker and some others towards the perimeter wall of a sprawling complex, leaving one soldier stationed behind a parked vehicle. On the staircase of a building, some soldiers take up covering positions, weapons trained, while others race upstairs. At each successive staircase, the covering and advancing infantrymen swap positions. As the soldier in front of Chutsky starts up a flight of stairs, he's struck by gunfire.
Contact! Contact! Southeast building! Oker, cover fire! Out the window! Jack, get the fuck up the stairs! All right. Oker, cover fire! I got you.
Chutsky lifts the wounded man.
You good?
Fine. Just a little gun wound. All right, help me out here. God damn.
You okay?
Fucking do something.
Yeah, we're fine. All right, Oker, you're with me?
Yeah.
You? Follow me.
Leaving the injured man near a landing, Oker and another soldier follow Chutsky onto a rooftop. Leaning on the ledge, Chutsky opens up on a building across the street, then ducks return fire.
Call it in.
Oker grabs the radio and his rucksack strap.
Noble Lion, this is Eagle One, do you copy?
Go ahead, Eagle One.
Sniper fire is not coming from the mosque, I repeat, not the mosque. It is confirmed from the hotel. It is 260 degrees and, what is it, about 100 meters from the mosque?
150?
And 150 meters from the mosque, over.
Chutsky steps from cover and shoots.
Be a floor number, Eagle One. Over.
No, they want a fucking floor number. Floor number? What, do I want room number two? Is this motherfucker ordering room service? Get the fuck up, Todd. Get him a fucking floor number.
Oker climbs a ladder.
God damn.
Watch your head.
Yeah.
Oker crawls along an upper roof.
Shit. Woo!
Chutsky and Oker both dodge return fire.
Third floor, southeast corner.
You say third floor, southeast corner?
Yeah.
Fuck. Chutsky shoots toward the hotel, then hides behind a wall.
Fuck that.
Noble Lion, this is Eagle 2. Sniper fire is too heavy. I'm suggesting an airstrike. Over.
Oker gazes from the higher roof.
What the hell are you doing?
Chutsky.
It's just such a fucking clusterfuck. This whole thing is such a fucking clusterfuck.
No.
Sergeant. Hey, Sergeant. We're too close.
We're not too close. We're right where we need to be.
Sergeant, how long do we have? Can I move? Do we have time to move?
No, we don't have time to fucking move. We call it an airstrike. Stay put. I mean, we're sitting here all day. It's hot as shit. My balls are sweating. Fucking salt stains under my arm and shit. Oh, yeah.
Cigarette in mouth, Chutsky spies an approaching helicopter.
Keep your head down. We got fucking backup.
The helicopter fires a rocket at the hotel, obliterating its top floors in a fiery explosion. As Oker lifts his head, disoriented, Chutsky whoops.
Oh, God, that's one in Baghdad!
Oker! You down?
What?
Oker! You about to puke?
Oker shakes his head and gives a thumbs up as the chopper flies past plumes of smoke over the Baghdad skyline in the armored vehicle.
Whoa! We fucking did it, son!
That's the most American shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, come on out, Chutsky. Walk out now. We're coming out from the north.
Ready them titties, Kansas City. Corporal Enzo, hero, will be home soon.
Okay, you ready.
Alright. Oh, I'm a bad man.
Let's go. Dismount.
Yo, I'm gonna get all kinds of titties. Big titties, little titties, fucking medium titties.
Oh, shit.
I'll be straight up, man. Back home, I was fucking threes, fours. After a story like this, I'm definitely fucking five, sixes, maybe even a seven if I catch me a drunk patriot.
He and Chutsky slap hands.
Now, what's sit ref, Sergeant?
We got WIA on the roof. Charlie Team 3 is medevacing them right now. Oker and I blew up a building.
Yeah, you did. All right, good job. Good job, Private Oker.
Yeah, he can't hear you.
Oker!
Huh?
Come here. How you feel?
Underpaid.
All right. Be sure to pass your complaint on to management. Come on.
In the moving vehicle, Oker opens the medication bottle, shakes some pills into his hand, and knocks them back. Chutsky gazes out the window at children running by the roadside.
Hey, don't let these little mini jihadists get too close. Fucking little bombs strapped all over them and shit.
The convoy approaches an arched gateway.
All Whiskey Elements, this is Sierra 28. Primary mission, collect all primary intelligence requirements. Bag it and tag it. Area has been cleared, but keep your head on a swivel, boys, and welcome to your new home.
The trio of armored trucks passes bronze busts of Saddam Hussein wearing a helmet, then pulls to a stop on a circular driveway fronting a domed palace.
Is this a photo op or what? Take a picture.
Inside, Chutsky poses on a throne-like seat.
Wait.
He removes his helmet and chomps on a cigar. Enzo slides down a staircase banister.
Yeah, boy!
Hey,
oh,
man, motherfucker! Knock that shit off! Come on!
Oker passes soldiers rummaging through items in a hallway, and another loading toiletries into a bag. Elsewhere, Burton and Enzo lie atop a bed, and Chutsky and Harper eye videotapes.
Taking off my pants now.
Wait, come on. Longest yard. Navajo Joe Hooper. This is important. These are Burt Reynolds movies.
I guess that explains how I'm stashed.
Oker enters a living area. A piano with three missing legs teeters on the floor over a pile of rubble, and a broken picture frame hangs from the wall. Oker takes a seat on a carved wood sofa and unslings his rifle from his shoulder. He takes in the formerly opulent surroundings. His gaze darts, a slight smile coming to his lips, then he rubs his eye. He leans against the sofa's intricately patterned backrest and heaves a sigh. In a bustling palace command center, text appears 3 months later. Lettering taped to Harper's coffee mug reads, "I fucking dare," as the sergeant sips and watches TV.
Did my guys roll out yet?
They're running behind, having trouble with the load.
Can I get one of those? Thank you.
Oker shops in a bazaar.
Is that good?
Good.
Shukran.
All right, motherfuckers, guys, ready. Let's get it moving.
Hey, shut up, motherfucker. Burton, you remember Steph Arlini with all the ass?
Yeah, that chick with polio.
She did not have fucking polio. How many times we gotta go over this
like,
shit?
It was like a leg thing. Like a
oh my god. It couldn't have been polio because they cured that shit in fucking 1957.
Why do you know that?
Because, asshole, I looked it up.
Yeah, you looked it up because you thought your girl had polio, so.
Oh, well, fuck you very much. You know what? I'm hitting every pothole, every fucking.
Here they come.
Right, Jim?
In the command center.
Eagle 4, this is Eagle 6. Whatever the delay, pick up the fucking pace. Over.
Eagle 6, this is Eagle 4. Why do you hate me when I love you so much? Over.
Now, Corporal. Out.
Chutsky, Burton, and Oker pose near a body on a gurney.
All right, ready?
Take it.
Come on.
1, 2, 3, America!
America!
Oh, that's solid.
That look good?
Yeah.
All right, get us
come on. 1, 2.
Oker and Burton slide the gurney onto a truck.
Fuck around with my
tasting
women and shit.
All right, hop in, Opscotch. No, I'm not going in the back.
Get the fuck in the car.
I'm the biggest. This doesn't make any sense.
Sergeant Private, get in the fucking back.
Oh, he pulled rank on your ass.
You're gonna love it.
Yeah, no jokes now, boy. Yeah.
Oker climbs aboard.
All right. You can touch him. Just get below the waist. You gotta touch his IGPP. Oh, Enzo. Yo, came over the nickname.
Enzo shuts the door. As the corpse twitches, Oker flinches back.
Hey, guys, he just moved. Hey, he's not dead.
He's
not dead.
Calm the fuck out. What are you talking about?
He's fucking moving.
What the fuck? Hey,
hell are you talking about?
The hands flutter.
Oh, shit. Oh!
What, Ranji? You put the gun down? It's 113 degrees, or he's thawing out. That's why he's jumping around like a catfish.
You sure?
You chill out. Put that shit away.
Enzo lowers his rifle.
This shit ain't funny, Burton, man. I almost had a fucking heart attack.
Mission came down.
In the palace.
0200 this morning, an Apache spotted a weapons exchange. Unleashed hell on a truck filled with RPGs.
They were about to be talking.
Small village up north, outskirts of Akiba.
I mean, a Toyota filled with dead terrorists doesn't seem like a big problem, sir.
Well, the big problem is the big fucking hole we left in that water station when the Apaches fired on them.
Harper eyes the lieutenant.
Command wants some of our guys to attach to the SF team on the ground. You report to a Captain Sideson and run water to the town.
What do you mean, like delivery boys?
That, and we're giving you some capital to get the locals working with the engineers on the pumping station.
Look, Lieutenant, everybody's been talking about going home. And now you want us to go some place we don't control for what? Photo op?
Yeah.
Four soldiers bear the corpse atop a gurney down a building corridor. Making his way outside, Burton spies Ochre covered in sweat.
Christ. They look like you went swimming.
There's no ventilation back there.
That's why right up top. Might see more of the country than anyone else.
Nah. I couldn't pay me enough to ride the turret. We had shit. All the fire's coming your way, buddy.
Yeah, it's true. When we get home, I remember the breeze, sunshine. Like you remember sitting in the dark, sweating your ass off.
Ochre wipes his face with his hand. Burton shifts on his feet, smiling to himself, then steps away. Later, in a master bedroom, Enzo sits on a bunk as others play cards.
Are we just fucking allergic to good news, or what? Special Forces? We don't do that shit.
That's true. Look, guys, I don't want anybody who's not fully on board, okay? You don't want in, you let me know, and I'll get you replaced.
All right, I think you should take the tampon out of your ass. All right, I'm tired of this whole green zone shit.
Oh, man. I fucking knew it. Hey.
Enzo bumps Burton's shoulder.
You go, I go. You want that on your conscience?
You're a grown man. They make your own decisions.
Enzo spreads his arms.
Can we at least get the sat phone call home?
Yeah. Yeah, make it happen.
Harper nods and glances at Ochre on his way out. The young private gazes down and puts on a pair of headphones. Jesus, don't die. You can rely on me, honey. Outside on a walkway, Harper sits clutching an antennaed phone and staring thoughtfully.
Sergeant, you done?
Yes. Phone my fiance.
Ochre nods.
How's she doing?
I got the answer machine.
You tell her much about Iraq?
Only the stuff and one warrior. Figure what's the point, right?
Yeah. I mean, my mom thinks I work in the kitchen. I told her... stupid. I told her everyone calls me Private Okra.
Okay, but your dad, right? He was in. You can talk to him, he gets it.
You went A1106.
That burn you up?
No, I was too young. All I remember is day he left. Told me he was going to get a Coke and then just never came back. You know?
Harper lifts his brow.
So now I only drink Pepsi out of spite.
The commanding officer nods and spits.
What's on your mind, Ochre?
Just thinking about this place they're sending us.
To Cuba.
You know, these small towns, we don't control them.
Yes. Not all yachts and flip-flops like it is here.
And, you know, we destroyed their water supplies, so they're not going to be happy to see us.
Yeah, but they will be when we get that water flowing again.
Right. Right. I just think that there's a chance we're walking into something bigger. I don't think I'm cut out for that shit. Burton's tough as nails, and Chutsky isn't afraid of anything.
Look, Chutsky sees a fire, he sticks his hand in it. I need somebody smart. Somebody sees a bigger picture.
Under Harper's penetrating stare, Ochre glances off.
And if I don't go,
The sergeant weighs his words.
If you don't go, then I was wrong about you. I don't want anybody I was wrong about watching my back. It's up to you. You can't come out here and outsource your decision to me.
Harper straightens.
If you're in, here's the sat phone. Got a call to make.
He sets the phone on a bench and takes his leave. Oker stares pensively. Later in the bedroom, Harper pounds the uniformed team member's shoulders and chests.
You gotta look good, just gotta do good, right?
Shit.
Right, looking good is the most important part. He's strange.
Harper gets to Oker.
You like it,
okay, what the fuck are your plates, Private?
Oh, there's not enough to go around.
But somebody cough up a plate.
I take one of mine.
No, Burton, you're top gunner. That's not...
Oh, fuck.
Chutsky.
Sergeant, I'm good.
Just shut the fuck up, Oker.
Chutsky removes a plate from Harper's uniform.
So you gotta ask yourself, am I more likely to get shot in the chest or the back?
He hands Oker the plate.
Choose wisely.
Oker unfastens the front of his camouflage vest and slips the plate inside over his chest.
Downstairs, 20 minutes.
Oker slings a rucksack on his back and grabs his assault rifle. Later, a military truck parks behind a tanker with two other armored vehicles in front. A bespectacled man wears a wrapped headscarf as he stands outside the tanker. He glances at the lieutenant in front, then behind as Harper's team members unload their supplies.
Morning.
Morning, Lieutenant.
The officers shake hands.
Morning. The tank. Fuzzy, your driver.
Salam, Sergeant Harper.
IED attacks up and down the way, so maintain convoy integrity. No vehicles in or out. Money in the back, and that's it. Load it up. Get on it. Oh, enjoy Syverson. He's a blast.
Chutsky opens a cash-filled footlocker and shows Oker a fistful.
Holy shit. All right, look. Hide this up your asshole. I'll split it with you.
And I want to maintain 10 to 15 meters all time. Thank you.
Enzo, mount up.
Chutsky returns the cash.
Dad's gone. Miss out on the fucking money, Oker.
He climbs behind a machine gun mounted in the turret.
Could have been Red Joker.
Harper gets into the driver's seat. Then his vehicle pulls onto the roadway, followed by the water tanker and another armored truck. Riding shotgun, Oker stares out the window. On the roadside, a girl rushes over to a boy who points his finger at Oker and mimes aiming a gun. As the water tanker passes, the boy raises his arm, mimicking the imaginary weapon's recoil. Oker gazes forward uneasily. In another armored truck, Burton peers over the top of the turret at plumes of smoke rising over a city skyline. The thick, acrid exhaust chokes the sky, dwarfing the convoy far below. Text appears, City of Bakuba, Camp Warhorse, June 2003. The convoy approaches a large crowd waving empty canisters. Near the clamoring throng, a pair of armed soldiers stands behind a gated wall. One approaches a well-built bearded man who stands with a few locals.
Hey, Cy. Convoy's pulled up.
Arms folded, Captain Syverson gazes over.
Give me a moment, gentlemen.
He removes his sunglasses, pistol holstered at his hip, and strides toward Harper behind the gate.
Get that waterfall! What? Get that waterfall!
Harper faces the locals, who surround the truck.
Get the fuck out of the truck! Get out of the truck!
What you doing? Get the fuck back! Get these people back!
Burton stands atop the tanker.
Get off the fucking truck! Get off! Stay there, okay?
Chutsky tussles with a local, then pins him on the ground. A woman rushes over and slaps at the soldier's back. As Oker grabs her, she elbows his face before a man restrains her. As Chutsky straddles his assailant, Oker works to control the crowd while Burton guards the tanker. Harper leads the team members as they haul the footlocker behind Syverson.
All right, guys, your job is real simple. You keep that water flowing, win the hearts and minds, and then the Iraqis start pointing fingers and giving me and the boys some targets to hit.
Captain!
A man in fatigues arrives.
Mahmoud.
You got my 20?
This is Mahmoud. These boys are gonna fix your water problem.
Mahmoud surveys the team.
Are there more?
Yeah, isn't that a daisy?
Go on.
Yeah.
But I want my 20, okay? Dollars, not dinars.
How about I pay you in freedom and democracy?
Mahmoud flips him off and steps away.
Taught that guy Texas Hold'em. Do not play him. Turns out he's a goddamn prodigy. Come on.
Harper spits and continues on. The captain leads the team through the foyer of a safe house and up a flight of stairs. Saddam Hussein's painted image covers a stairwell wall defaced with Arabic graffiti. Upstairs, Syverson escorts the guys down a hallway.
This one's me.
Have you guys had much contact with the tribal leader?
Shake's a waste of time. You ladies are in here?
Syverson stops outside a doorway. Harper precedes the team inside a barracks, then Oker and Chutsky enter and set down the footlocker. Bunk beds line the back wall of the cramped space.
Make no mistake, no one outside that gate wants you here. So you do your job, turn those roars to a whisper. At night, we go dark, snap so much you see a bit of light, they will start popping shots.
Chutsky narrows his eyes.
Lovely. Who wants to bunk by the window?
Oker. You're up top.
Harper points to a bunk bed where Oker deposits his rucksack and helmet before running a hand through his hair. At dawn, the camp stands in silhouette. Outside, Syverson briefs Harper and Enzo.
Mission is water distro. Order movement, 3 vehicles, 2 mil, 1 tanker. Vehicle number 1, tanker number 2. Your route is as follows. We are here. Pumping station is here. Distro points here, here, and here. Hit as many as you can. Wheels up in 5 mics. Any questions?
No, sir.
All right, let's go to work. Roger that.
Harper faces Enzo.
Come on, man up.
In a truck, Mahmoud turns to Oker.
Hey. A positive. Me too.
A plus is written on the side of his helmet. Harper gets behind the wheel and addresses Oker.
How you doing? You good?
Yeah.
Good.
Enzo, we're pulling up.
Chutsky, we're moving.
Harper drives off. In the turret, Chutsky puts on his helmet. The water tanker follows the lead vehicle through the gates of the compound. As dilapidated buildings glide past the window, Oker turns away with a sickly look. He glances around uneasily, then eyes soldiers forcibly detaining civilians outside a house. Oker fixes his gaze forward as the convoy continues down a narrow street. The motorcade appears at the top of a distant hill with an unpaved roadway snaking down to barren flats. With Harper driving beside him, Oker adjusts his helmet. Mahmoud jostles in his seat as the vehicle travels over rough road. Oker peers out the window, bright sunshine beating down on his face. The convoy approaches a checkpoint, manned by a rifle-toting soldier. Harper pulls to a stop as the guard approaches.
How you doing? Civil Affairs here to fill this up.
Roger that.
As the guard uncoils a cable, the gate arm lifts. Harper drives past the checkpoint, followed by the tanker truck. Harper's vehicle drives in between a pair of barricades and heads toward a building near a sandbagged wall. As the truck comes to a stop, a lanky officer makes his way over. Oker gets out and shakes his hand. The tanker truck pulls onto the grounds of the pumping station. A reservoir fills the valley beyond. Harper and the lanky officer walk around a large crater filled with broken pipe sections as workers shovel dirt.
What the fuck, Sergeant? Command says it's gonna take a couple of days.
Command says lots of things, but I'm standing here telling you 2 weeks for electrical and 4 for the pipes. I got 12 guys working in shifts, half on guard duty, half on the pump. We have to clear the debris before we can assess the extent of the damage to the pipes. You want to go faster, roll up your sleeves.
Yeah, well, we're only here to distribute the water, so. But hey, I got good news. We're going to get you some workers, and we're going to speed this up.
You got more guys in the way?
Yeah, we're going to get some Iraqis. We got cash to spend.
That's the plan?
That's the plan.
Pay Iraqis to work.
Yeah. You got a better plan, Sergeant?
Enzo and Chutsky stand on the tanker.
You give me a couple dozen, it might cut your time in half.
Good.
Turn it up!
Piped water fills the tank.
No, all the way up! Take forever.
That's as good as it gets.
Well, can't you engineer, brain something up, make it go faster?
No.
All right, so, hour each way. How long does it take to fill this thing?
I'd say 45, give or take. 3 hours a trip.
Plus distribution time.
But the Iraqis line up fast, you get the water fast.
Okay, so 4 hours and 3 trips a day. I mean, we're still going to be pushing sunset, they said.
Burden and Oker eye the water pouring from the pipe. Later, the convoy continues along the roadway. Seated in the lead truck, Oker gazes out the passenger window. From the rear vehicle's turret, Burden spies a pickup coming, approaching around the bend behind.
We got a pickup truck, 6 o'clock.
Behind the wheel, Enzo checks the side mirror.
Okay, Enzo, Burton, I don't want this guy getting in my convoy, you understand?
The pickup accelerates.
Enzo, this guy's gonna try to pass.
Motherfucker!
As the pickup draws closer, Burton waves his arm.
Get the fuck back!
The encroaching driver continues to pick up speed.
Chutsky! This thing breaks, I want you to send in on this guy.
Okay.
Chutsky climbs from the turret and takes a seat on the vehicle's roof, rifle at the ready. Behind, Burden grips his machine gun.
I'm gonna fucking shoot! I'm gonna take a fucking shot, man! Get the fuck out of here!
The pickup stops, followed by the convoy.
Let's go!
As Oker's vest snags on the doorframe, the others approach the driver.
Hands. Show me your hands! Get out of the car! Get out of the car! Macmoon, where the fuck are you? Macmoon! Get out of the car! Oker, what the fuck are you doing?
Oker tears free and joins the team, all with rifles trained on the pickup driver.
Oker, when I say get out of the fucking vehicle, it means get out of the fucking vehicle.
Yeah, I got stuck, Sergeant. It's a smart move. That's way safer, Oker.
Wearing a headscarf, the bearded driver gets out with his hands raised.
Letter me. Binti Wiyaya, letter me.
Oker.
Letter me, Ali.
Search
Binti Wiyaya.
Go, Oker.
What is he saying?
Garaiva, coin garaiva.
Macmoon, what the fuck is he saying?
Oker forces him to his knees and binds his hands.
Let's cough in, hurt. Let's cough. He says his daughter is with him.
His daughter.
Oker spies a child in the pickup's cab.
Hey, there's a little girl back here.
Is she armed?
No, I don't think so.
أنا ما خذت الصيدلية.
وين قرايبك؟
كلهم ما عندي أي شيء.
All right, Enzo, check the back.
كلهم ما عندي شيء. ما عندي أي شيء.
He's saying his girl is sick and he's taking her to a relative who has an apothecary.
A what?
An apothecary.
Chutsky eyes Mahmoud blankly.
A pharmacy.
Harper beckons the girl.
Can you step out of the vehicle for me?
Oker puts the struggling man in a headlock.
I want you to stand right there for me, okay?
He's okay.
As Harper checks the front seat, Oker loosens his grip.
Check
his legs.
كلهم ما عندي شيء ما عندي أي شيء.
He says he has nothing.
Enzo,
clear back here, Sergeant.
The truck's clear.
Oker gets to his feet.
Clear, Sergeant.
Yeah, we're good. Enzo,
good. Clear, Sergeant.
Okay, you can sit back in your car now.
The girl returns to the passenger seat.
Chutsky, come here.
Chutsky and Harper step away from Mahmoud.
Look, these people, they use kids as cover all the time. All right, I think we arrest them. We let the SF guys handle them. I got a bad feeling about this guy.
Oker keeps his rifle aimed at the driver's back. Rubbing his nose, Harper approaches. The driver steals a glance at his terrified daughter. Her face twists and sobs.
Okay. Oker, cut him loose. Let's go, cut him loose.
As Oker complies, Harper hands the driver cash.
Look, This is for your trouble and your little girl there, okay? We're sorry for the trouble.
أسف لك عن الإزعاج هذا البنتك.
Okay, but hey. You can't drive this road anymore, okay? I don't want to see you on this road. Mahmoud, tell him.
ما تمر من هالطريق. هاي آخر مرة.
ما أريد فلوسهم. الله يخذكم.
What's that?
He doesn't want the money.
He returns to the pickup.
Enzo, get the door.
Who the fuck doesn't want money?
Enzo shuts the passenger door.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Oakland. You need an invitation? Move your fucking ass. Let's go.
In a bustling square, vendors sell wares from market stalls. Atop the parked tanker truck, Harper and Burton flank Mahmood, who uses a bullhorn.
We will be distributing water at this location every day at 10 a.m.
In the assembled crowd, men hold up large canisters.
Now, our engineers are working very hard to get your pump station fixed, and we're very sorry about it. We're going to get your water flowing again.
A man leads two roped camels past.
But we need help. We need workers. And we are going to be paying each man, we're willing to pay him in cash for 10 hour work day.
Oker works crowd control.
This guy is next. Come through.
And we're going to be here tomorrow at sunrise. We're going to transfer every willing worker to the pump station.
Jetski points to a local.
Get the fuck back.
A white-haired man in the crowd cups a hand to his ear.
Help us help you.
All right, men over here, women over here. That's how we do it in America. That's how we're going to do it here.
As Enzo beckons people forward, Chutsky pushes him.
Get the fuck back. I'm not going to tell you again.
The crowd jostles over.
Okay, you're next. This guy's next. Join the line, okay? You good? Moving out. All you guys.
Oker fills containers with a hose.
No! Here you go, sir. Please keep back, sir. Back in the line.
A boy balances a plastic barrel on his shoulder. Locals thrust bottles and canisters toward Oker. Above, a mural of Saddam Hussein looms. In the barracks, Enzo reclines atop a bunk.
Oof. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Nearby, Chutsky cleans his rifle, headphones strapped over his ears. Settling back onto his bunk, he draws on a cigarette. He glances over to Burton, who sprawls on another bunk, taking a drag of his own. Harper lies in bed, clutching his pillow and blinking asleep. As Oker stands at a bathroom sink, lights go off. Oker rubs his face and neck with a wet wipe as a soldier descends the dimly lit staircase nearby. The view fades to black. Morning. In the town square, Enzo stands outside an armored vehicle dressed in combat gear. Chutsky and Burton peer out from their turrets. Rifle in hand, Oker stands in front of Fossey, the tanker driver. Harper eyes the nearly empty marketplace.
Well, so much for our local labor.
Where the fuck is everybody at, Sarge?
Fucking lazy is what they are.
I got a bullseye on me the longer we stay here. No question, move this shit along.
Harper checks his watch.
All right, we're not gonna wait any longer. Let's go, mount up. Mahmood, come on.
Mahmood glances around and follows Harper. As the team gets into their armored vehicles, Fossey climbs into the tanker truck's cab. Burton watches from the turret as Harper's vehicle starts off. At the station, the lanky sergeant oversees two engineers working on the pump. Harper stands outside the tanker trunk as it fills with water.
Oker, how we looking?
Like halfway. Harper, where are my Iraqis?
They didn't show, but I'm working on it. In fact, Captain and I have a meeting with the Sheikh later. What about you? Progress?
My team's still trying to figure out this system. Half the parts they don't make anymore.
Shit sandwich, huh?
We'll do our job. Just give me some labor.
We'll do.
Oker eavesdrops above, then rocks side to side, watching water spill from the pipe. A pair of men stands guard outside a two-story house in a remote area. a pickup truck with a tail gunner in the bed pulls into the dirt drive, followed by an armored vehicle. Syverson steps from the pickup to join Harper and Mahmood.
Sheikhs don't ever talk to me, so I'll make the introduction. Take your boots off when you get inside. Have some chai, and after chai, get down to business.
They pass the guards on a porch and start to remove their boots. Later, in a living area, a servant collects empty teacups from the trio. They sit on couches near a man in stocking feet, clad in a headscarf fastened with a cord.
He don't like that you bring more soldiers to his home.
These soldiers are going to give water to your people.
Outside a walled complex, Enzo and Chutsky kneel atop the parked tanker truck. As they straighten hoses dangling over the side of the tank, locals line up with their water containers. Back in the Sheikh's living room.
Sheikh, we want the inclusion of your people, okay? We want them to work alongside us to help fix the problem that we caused. With your blessing, Sheikh, your people will help us and we'll get y'all's water working again.
ومساعدتك الأهالي راح يساعدوهم ويرجعوا المي البعقوبة
هذه شغلة خطرة إذا ساعدت الأمريكان أنا وعشيرتي راح يقتلوني
He said this is very dangerous if he helps the Americans he will pay with his life him and his people
Yeah but we're going to keep everybody protected okay the captain and his men they're going to keep everybody safe
Syverson offers a broad smile
راح يحموكم يا شيخ الكابتن ورجاله راح يحموكم طول المدة اللي بيصلحوا بيها المحطة
بعقوبة الصبح للأمريكان بالليل لناس ثانية
He say بعقوبة is two different cities One during the day belongs to the U.S. and one at night belongs to other people.
عشيرتي ما عندهم ثقة بالأمريكان. الأمريكان يخافوني من الظلم وما يقدرون يحمونا.
He say his people do not trust the Americans. When the night comes, you cannot protect.
Tell him...
Harper addresses the Sheikh directly.
I understand your fear. I do. But we don't have help. There's not going to be any water.
يتفهمون...
No water. Tell him, Mahmood. No water.
يتفهمون خوفك يا شيخنا بس ماكو مساعدة ماكو مي
With a stern stare the Sheikh points emphatically at Syverson
هذه مشكلتكم
He say you destroy the water you fix it it's your problem
A man in a suit approaches Oker near the tanker
Hello Welcome
Deliver water
Yeah we'll be back tomorrow bring some containers
Oh we have tanks in the school We have children, many people. We don't need too much, but we need water.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Thank you. I'm Kadir. I'm the director of the school.
Kadir, I'm Matt. It's good to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
Kadir nods and heads back to the school, waving to another soldier. Oker watches thoughtfully as he collects the tanker's hoses. Back at the Sheikh's house.
We're gonna pay. Okay, we have money. We will pay. Do you understand? We'll pay.
راح ينطوك فلوس. انت والاهالي على مود المساعدة.
انتو ما تفتهموني لاني ولا عشيرتي. امريكا جت تقول نساعدكم. ومن تروحون وش صري فينا?
He say you don't understand him or his people. The US come here and say they help, but when you leave, what will happen?
Okay. I want you to be real clear about this. We will not leave. We will not leave until the problem is solved.
يقولون ما راح يروحون إلا لما يحلوا المشكلة يا شيخنا. خاطر الله ساعدهم يا شيخنا.
هذول الناس اللي تقولون عليهم مخ وشوادم ما راح يأدونا إلا إذا ساعدنا الأمريكان.
He say those people you say are bad will not hurt us unless we help the Americans يا شيخنا مشان الله. اقنع الأهالي إنهم يساعدوهم. بترجع المي البعقوبة والسرجنت راح يحموكم.
The Sheikh gestures dismissively.
قوموا تفضلوا اطلعوا برا
سيدة بس يا شيخ نتفاهم يا شيخ
تفضلوا اطلعوا برا
He stands
لا تشوفوني بعد خلقتكم
He wants us to leave
Wearing a big grin Syverson offers the Sheikh his hand
Listen here you piece of shit I hope you get shot and fucking die Don't translate that
بيشكرك على حسن ضيافتك يا شيخ
Thank you for your time, Sheikh
Harper and Mahmood shake his hand and follow Syverson out In the crater, Mahmoud hands Okur a section of pipe.
So let me get this straight. Now we're doing the Iraqi work?
Yeah, but we get the Iraqis money, right?
You don't do the shit for free.
Right, son, hop?
As Chutsky tosses rocks up to Enzo, Okur carries the pipe out, then takes a swig from a canteen and spits.
See how the soil won't clot? No water means it can't form. If it can't form, it can't be fertile.
Okur reaches down, grabs a bit of crumbly earth, and inspects it.
Even before you guys came here, Sunni farmers in the north would steal the water from the Shiites in Bakula.
Why would you stop it from happening?
We don't.
Chutsky!
It's not about the water.
Paul, let's go!
It's the Sunnis and the Shiites. They will always find an excuse to kill each other.
Later, the convoy heads along a downhill grade. As Harper bites into an apple behind the wheel, Okur holds the canteen toward the turret opening.
So it's definitely a thing.
No, yes.
Chutsky.
Oh, thanks, Harper.
Is it in this country?
Yes.
Is it in all countries?
Yes.
Is it on you right now? Are you carrying it?
Yep. We all carry it.
We all carry it?
Okur flinches.
Keep moving!
Insurgents fire from a ridgeline. Okur, Chutsky, and Burton trade fire with the enemy. The tanker trunk lurches to an abrupt stop on its flattened right front tire. Then the other vehicles break.
Damn it!
Hey, single forward, full bar behind us!
Everybody out, just bail!
Harper exits, takes cover behind his vehicle, and opens fire. Okur and Enzo aim their rifles and do the same. Shots spray from a gun turret at the four retreating insurgents.
Cease fire!
Harper steps up toward the turret.
Chutsky, ace report.
I got two mags, 600 link, up.
Roger that.
Okur, ace report.
Yep, two up.
Roger that. Mahmoud, you good?
I'm fine, sir.
Eagle 4, this is Eagle 6. Give me status report.
This is Eagle 4. We got 6 mags. Stay behind the 556. Up.
Okay, roger that. Chutsky, stay in the gun.
Sir. Okur.
Yeah?
On me.
Okur keeps his rifle trained into the distance.
Okay, Sergeant.
Water spills from a half dozen bullet holes in the side of the tank. Harper arrives and surveys the damage. Removing his goggles, the sergeant rubs his eye. Later, Okur patrols a ravine, rifle raised to the vacant ridgeline. Harper crouches, weapon at the ready, as Fosse changes the tire.
Fuck this, man. Fucking Iraqi in the truck. I told you, should have arrested him.
Hey, I'll be sure to put your complaint on my sit rep, okay, Sergeant? Thank you.
Fuck it.
Chutsky removes his helmet and sits beneath the pouring water.
Fuck it. I'm tired of this shit. I don't give a fuck anymore. This bullshit. I'm taking a shower.
Enzo approaches.
Martin?
He soaks his head.
You in on this?
No, I'm good.
All right, this is happening.
Good, I'm not even watching you guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good.
Let's go, get back to your post.
Yeah.
Your gun clink.
Sir, I need someone to look for my back, sir. Oh, yeah.
Woo! Harper breaks into a smile. Later, back at Camp Warhorse, he leans down, welding torch in hand. Nearby, Chutsky welds the damaged tanker, then lifts his protective mask. He inspects his repairs, then lowers it and returns to work beside Enzo. Daytime. At the pumping station, Chutsky and Okur work the crater with tools, as Burton holds a water pail nearby. Chutsky stops and throws down his pickaxe in disgust.
This is bullshit. There's a whole fucking village on the other side of that hill. We're sitting here, scabbing our hands like fucking chumps. Don't worry, assholes. We got it.
I'm just scared.
What was that, some kind of fucking excuse? We're all fucking scared, Okur.
Yeah. Well, give it time.
You know what? You need to crawl out from behind your faggoty little rainbow. All right, we sit here all day, breaking our backs, getting these fuckers water. And we turn around, and they're fucking shooting at us. I know a loaded deck when I see one.
Seated at the crater's lip, Chutsky pops a cigarette in his mouth as Burton helps break up the rocky soil. In the town square, locals line up at the tanker with their water containers.
Just say one by one.
How you say it?
Good night.
Next.
As panicked town people scatter, team members crawl beneath the tanker.
Pull it out!
Oh, shit!
Pull it out!
Oh, jeez! Where's it coming from?
Pull it out! What do you see?
Chomsky, give me a report!
It's coming from everywhere! We're getting fucking lit up!
Don't move! Stay the fuck down!
Burton, far rooftop! 15 meters! Short 12!
I got you!
All right, we're getting tagged from all sides!
Burton, get up on the gun!
Warhorse, this is Eagle 6. We are in contact in the city square. How copy? Warhorse?
I got rooftop, 12 o'clock!
Stay tight.
Hell yeah. Okay.
There he is.
Okay.
Enzo shoots a rooftop sniper. In a vehicle, Harper uses the radio.
At the city six!
Water pours from the tanker and a civilian rides from the ground.
Enzo! Enzo!
Enzo trades fire with two snipers, then ducks for cover behind a vehicle.
Fuck, I'm dry! Fuck, I need a mag!
Harper reloads. He joins Enzo in returning fire toward the rooftop. Viewed from beneath the tanker truck, civilians lie sprawled on the ground.
You see anything?
He's up there. I'm waiting for a fucking head.
Go. Okay, moving! You got him?
Okay.
There's at least two up there.
Yeah.
Ready to rock?
Yeah.
We'll fight them up.
Chutsky fires and heads forward.
Keep his head down!
Yeah. Oker stays behind.
Fuck, Chutsky, wait!
A bullet strikes Chutsky's back.
Chutsky.
He tries to stand.
Chutsky.
More shots drop him.
Hey, Chutsky, you okay?
As Oker takes cover behind the vehicle, the kneeling Harper opens fire. Nearby, Enzo trades shots with a sniper. Oker waits expectantly, then peeks out to see more strafing gunfire strike the unmoving Chutsky.
Guys, Chutsky! Chutsky's down, guys!
Gripping his rifle barrel, Oker struggles to control his breathing, then shuts his eyes. Later in the barracks, a footlocker labeled Dylan Chutsky lies atop a bunk. Oker stares plaintively from a nearby bed, fidgeting his hands, then glances off. He finds his gaze wandering back to the footlocker, its label addressed to Chutsky's family in Texas.
You think, his family knows yet?
Enzo looks up, a cigarette between his fingers, then gazes at Burton, who stares blankly. On the bunk below Oker, Harper busies himself cleaning a firearm.
I ain't running that dirt road again. That thing is death on a fucking stick.
Harper eyes Enzo.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Enzo faces Oker, then the sergeant.
We're making progress.
At a goddamn snail's pace, Sergeant. Tell him, Burton. Tell him what you said to me.
Yeah.
Speak the fuck up and tell him what you said to me, please, man. Come on.
Go on, Sergeant. It's okay, speak freely.
Burton looks up at Oker before fixing his penetrating stare on Harper.
And we have a job to do. And we'll do it. But if we stay in this course, we'll get picked off one by one.
So I say we about face the fuck up out of here before I'm folding your shit in the box.
Enzo points at Burton.
Why don't we just go out and shoot him? I wouldn't mind putting some bullets in those motherfuckers.
Nope. Guys, that's not our job, okay? It's not. We are here to help these people.
Those assholes don't want our help. Why the hell should we give it to them?
Yeah. The mission's a loser. Even Mahmoud knows it. He said they were fighting over the water before we got here. If we put it back to normal, that's just what normal is.
Okay, guys, you got tonight. Okay? You get a whole fucking night to be sad or angry or whatever the fuck you need to secure your shit. And tomorrow we'll punch him back in. I'm going back to work.
As Harper returns to cleaning his weapon, Oker gazes toward the ceiling and heaves a sigh. The next morning, Oker exits the safe house, rifle in one hand and a metal box in the other. He approaches an armored vehicle, a computer screen open on its dashboard. Oker sets his weapon down on the back seat and carries the box up into the turret. Viewed through a small window, Oker leans toward the machine gun. He lifts the cover assembly from the weapon's stock and begins inspecting the interior, staring plaintively.
Oker! Someone here for you.
Listen, Matt!
Kadir waves from outside the camp gates. Oker climbs down from the turret. He exits the vehicle, toting his rifle as he approaches.
Mr. Matt, I'm sorry for what happened to your friend.
Hey, why are you here?
You say you bring water to the school.
I said I'd try. That kind of got fucked up yesterday, though, didn't it?
Mr. Matt, with no water, the school will close. There are people there. It's a community center, not only for children.
It's great. Just stop shooting at us.
We don't shoot. Not the people at the school. We want the same thing as you do.
Eh? What?
We want clean water. And for you to go home.
We've been trying. No one will help us.
Maybe you're asking the wrong people.
Oker walks away.
Mr. Matt! Mr. Matt!
Ignoring Kadir, Oker climbs back into the vehicle. He stares, brooding with a conflicted expression. He blinks, struggling to suppress his tears. In the safe house, Oker and Harper stand beside a table where Syverson sits with another soldier.
I don't get it. You're gonna have to talk me through this.
Well, we've been given money and we've been told to use it to get local labor.
I've done this before. We talked to the guy in charge, and that's the Sheikh, and he's been very clear that the locals will not work with us.
Well, that's exactly why we need somebody who's gonna do what the Sheikh wants.
And you think a school teacher is the answer?
All due respect, sir. We're down a tanker and we lost a man yesterday. I gotta activate these guys. Okay, we can't do this on our own. I'm requesting you hear the private out.
Fine. Private?
Sir, I'm gonna be honest. I haven't really formulated a plan, but you know, nothing we've tried is working. This man, he seems to have a legitimate reason to want to work with us. So maybe we could use that as an opportunity to reach out to the community.
What makes you think we can trust this guy?
I think if Sergeant Harper and I go to the school, perhaps we can figure something out, sir.
Just don't fuck this up.
Roger that, sir.
Harper follows Oker out of the room. Later, a pair of armored vehicles pulls up onto the school grounds and parks in front of the main building adorned with colorful murals. Near the front steps, three women with covered heads supervise a group of children. With a water canister in each hand, Mahmoud, Harper, and Oker enter a classroom filled with adults. Oker lingers in the doorway, handing his containers off to Harper. The sergeant exits to the hallway and joins Oker, who nods to Kadir as he joins them.
Is that all?
Yeah. Unfortunately, without the tanker, that's the best we can do.
I understand. Thank you.
He shakes their hands.
Very grateful. Thank you.
Kadir, you said we were talking to the wrong people. Could you explain to the people here what we're doing, why we're here?
They know.
Yeah, but they won't help.
As they step away, a woman eavesdrops.
Working with Americans is very dangerous. How can you guarantee their safety?
Well, they won't be seen collaborating with us. Everything goes through you. You talk to them. You bring them to the pumping station. Nobody has to know.
Kadir turns to see the woman staring with concern, arms folded.
Look, it's your terms, okay? You bring us the workers, we give the water at the pumping station. And look, we're going to pay them in cash, and you.
I don't need the money. The money is for the school.
Kadir nods noncommittally.
I will try. I will speak with them.
Sure, can I?
Have one.
Harper offers his hand. The soldiers walk past the woman, who averts her gaze and approaches Kadir.
Hey, move.
Shackle.
Not
he saw.
He steers her back into the classroom. Later, seen from a distance, a truck approaches the pumping station checkpoint. A guard steps away from a vehicle, then returns toward it. Oker, the lanky officer, and Harper look on from higher ground.
Sergeant Harper, main gate. Looks like your hostages are here. Can you come down and verify, please? Over.
Yeah, we'll be right down.
You want workers?
We got workers.
In a moving vehicle, Ochre fastens his helmet's chin strap. Kadir waits at the gate with a group of locals, rifles trained on them. Ochre, Harper, and Mahmoud make their way over. A soft black case lies on the ground.
I need everybody to calm. I need everybody quiet.
He's got this bag. It's suspicious. There's precision tools in there. I don't like the looks of it.
Kadir, please tell. This is your brother?
Yes, Mr. Harper. My brother is an engineer. He is here to help you.
Okay. We're going to need your brother to show my private the contents of that bag.
Listen, Arif.
I'm sorry.
Please.
It's procedure. There's
nothing
suspect. Nice and slow. Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Kadir's brother opens it.
Yes. Can you move this?
He rummages through the contents.
Animal handy.
Okay, that's great.
All right, everybody. So calm down.
Thank you.
Please put the bag on the ground.
Man.
Mahmoud, tell him to get to the back of the line. You're still going to be patted down. Corporal, I want you to start patting guys down. Ochre, help Corporal.
Yep.
Private, I want you to search that car right now thoroughly. Thank you.
Okay.
Please step up right here. Mahmoud, come on, Mahmoud.
As men step forward with their arms raised, Ochre and another soldier pat them down. Later, Enzo and an unshaven local haul a large section of pipe toward the crater, where men work to clear the rocks. Another soldier pushes a wheelbarrow around the crater's perimeter. Enzo and the civilian set down the pipe near the wheelbarrow. Then two more Iraqis haul over another length of pipe. Below, Ochre drives his pickaxe into the rocky soil. Above, a young civilian with a patterned headscarf carries a pick shovel on his shoulder. He places it beside an ash can belching acrid smoke. Behind him, Burton hauls away rusted pipe on a wheelbarrow. Elsewhere, Ochre, Mahmoud, and the lanky sergeant watch as Kadir's brother inspects a plate on the pump.
Akamal?
But they sent her.
He said they stopped manufacturing this piece.
I know that. Can you fix it?
تقدر تصلحها؟
لا.
I can't.
أسوي لك واحدة جديدة.
تسوي واحدة جديدة؟
نعم.
He can make a new one.
How long does he need?
Two or three days.
Great. Have at it.
Ochre approaches the engineer.
You speak English too?
Yes.
How'd you learn all that stuff?
Here, in University of Mosul.
Huh?
Mechanical engineering.
He places equipment in his black bag.
You go to university?
No, it's too expensive.
You have to pay to study, it's not free.
Yeah. What's free here?
Of course.
Shit. In America, nothing's free.
In the evening at Camp Warhorse, Ochre cleans his face and neck with a wet wipe before a bathroom mirror, then gazes at his own reflection. In the morning, dressed for combat, he crouches near a German shepherd petting the dog's neck. Syverson arrives, coffee mug in hand.
Harker.
Hey.
The German shepherd steps away from Ochre and approaches Syverson. He pets the dog, then hands Ochre a can of spray paint.
Here, man. Spray for him.
Yeah. Hey, why do you paint her green?
Strays around here, wild and pissed off. People shoot him on sight. Green dog? It's a good dog. Anyone shoots a green dog, they answer to me.
Any tips?
Yeah, just don't get it in her eyes.
Hey, is her name's Aika?
Aika.
Hey, Aika.
Aika heals beside Ochre. At the pumping station, Ochre and Burton lug a section of pipe along the perimeter of the crater, passing a pair of civilians carrying shovels. Ochre leads the way down the steep side of the crater, stepping carefully with his boot-clad feet. Below, Harper and a civilian use wrenches to tighten nuts on a gasket joining two lengths of pipe. Ochre and Burton set their section nearby. Later, Harper's team and the civilians sit on a dirt mound as they break for lunch. Ochre faces Harper, who eats his meal from a foil pouch with a spoon.
Robinson said we should be done in a week.
Yep. Can't come soon enough.
Oker takes a swig from his canteen.
All I'm looking forward to is getting back home to the Frisky Kitty Buffet. Getting me a...
Who you want to see? Who you want to see?
Mercedes.
Mercedes, baby.
You know why? Because how we like him, Burton?
Like him dead!
Eating from a small aluminum tray, Kadir's brother faces Harper.
What are you eating?
MRE. This is, penne and vegetable.
It's good.
Yeah, you want some?
No, we'll try chicken if you like.
Yeah, man.
Chicken, rice.
You want?
No. Try some chicken.
Okay.
He hands Harper the tray.
My wife should make this.
The others look on.
Uh-uh. Sorry. Chicken.
Don't do it.
How many chickens you seen out here, sorry? Sure.
You try, bro. I'm good, I'm full. I got lasagna. I'm...
Oof. Don't do it.
Harper bites into a piece of chicken and faces Kadir's brother.
That's fucking amazing. My compliments to your wife.
He pretends to keep the tray.
No, I'm drunk.
Yeah, I told you.
Harper hands him back his lunch.
You sure you don't want some on penne?
No, really. No.
Smart man.
Yeah. At night, in the safe house barracks, Enzo dances and Harper swigs from a liquor bottle. Burton puts on a helmet and charges into Enzo's stomach, falling to the floor. He gets to his feet along with Oker. Later.
I want to be serious. This is for fucking, this is for Kaczewski, man.
They toast.
Okay. We're up here. This is that motherfucker.
He loved his music.
He did not fucking love his
music. He fucking only listened to country music.
Oker rocks with laughter. Morning. A view passes along the dusty road leading to the pumping station, where the team waits on a ridge in their combat gear. Harper eyes his watch.
Okay, what the fuck is Kadir and these guys?
As Oker sways impatiently, the sergeant spits and rechecks the time. Framed through the windshield of a moving vehicle, the Bakuba skyline comes into view. Oker sits behind the wheel, with Harper riding shotgun. The armored truck pulls onto a gently curving stretch of road. Oker stares uneasily, his eyes darting, while Harper grips the doorframe. Up ahead looms the mural with Saddam Hussein's image beside the unfurled Iraqi flag. The bazaar stands devoid of both stalls and people. A second armored vehicle follows the first past the mural, then both park outside the school. A half dozen people stand at the open entrance, backs turned, as Harper assembles the team.
Enzo, Martin, full security. Mahmoud.
He leads Mahmoud and Oker through the crowded entrance where people gaze in bewilderment. Oker's gaze falls on a burned corpse hanging upside down from a pole. Quickly removing his helmet, he sees Kadir's anguished wife prostrating herself before the body. Kadir's brother sets up a ladder and climbs it. Then another civilian hands him a multi-tool. As the engineer begins to cut the cords binding his brother's ankles, Kadir's wife stands and gestures accusingly toward the soldiers. Racked with sobs, she crumbles. Oker gazes ruefully, hair soaked with sweat. Kneeling before the pole, the heartbroken widow grips her hands to her head. Back at Camp Warhorse, Oker exits the safe house, accompanied by a rifle-toting soldier. They glance toward the entrance. Behind the front gates, Kadir's brother stands, staring plaintively. Back inside the safe house, he studies a map, along with Harper, Syverson, Ochre, Mahmood, and another soldier.
The downtown market here is where they are based. They meet at night. The flower shop here is where I think they hide their weapons.
I know the place. Thank you, and we're sorry for your loss.
I don't need your thanks.
Syverson eyes a soldier in the hallway.
BJ, you escort this gentleman out, please?
Kadir's brother exits.
Harper, over.
Syverson cocks his head, beckoning the others closer, then cranes his neck toward the doorway.
You guys think this info is credible?
Did you see what they did to this guy's brother? Got every reason to want to help us.
Syverson eyes the other soldier.
Peps.
Seems like too good an opportunity to pass.
Okay. Well, this intel's only gonna last so long before it goes bad, so we gotta move. I guess we can take two teams. I'll lead Alpha in the back.
I'll take Bravo, make entry, hold the front.
I can get the guys in there, but we don't have enough vehicles to block the streets, so we're gonna be needing your help.
Yeah, roger that.
Good. Full brief in about an hour.
Harper nods and leaves with Ochre. At night, on a rooftop, he talks on the sat phone.
I know, I heard you, Ann. And I, look, we just say...
Ochre arrives through a stairwell door.
Sorry. No, man, you're good. We just say, and even if you don't mean it, Ann, just say... No, never mind. Okay.
Harper paces off.
You take care, too. Hey, phone's free if you want.
He sits atop a ledge, head bowed, with the phone nearby. Ochre approaches and takes a seat beside him.
You good?
Yeah.
Avoiding Ochre's gaze, Harper fidgets awkwardly.
Hey, but you know, we're finally gonna get a chance to get these guys. Then we can finish the pump station, fix it, go home.
Harper nods and steals a glance at Ochre before staring off again. In the barracks.
There's a bullet out there for everyone. Other names written, small on the side. Mine's coming.
Burton smiles wryly at Ochre.
Now my dad used to say that.
It's comforting.
What it is, if you think about it. You know, maybe my bullet's waiting out there. You know, maybe my bullet's cancer gonna hit me 50 years from now. No, but that's not up to me. So why worry?
Harper checks Burton's body armor, pounding his fist to the front and back. He moves on to Enzo, then Ochre, and does the same.
Cheer you up for this, huh?
Ochre follows Harper downstairs to the foyer. As the sergeant pauses, the private stares uncertainly. Ochre leads Burton, Enzo, and Harper outside onto the unlit grounds of the camp. They pass guards and stacks of sandbags as Syverson and Pep's teams gather around the pickup. Ochre climbs into the back seat of an armored vehicle, then proceeds up into the turret. Lifting the machine gun's cover assembly, he loads some ammo, then punches it closed.
Are you good?
Hell no, I ain't good.
This is war, baby.
Nearby, Burton passes Enzo a lit cigarette.
Just fucking scared, man. My hand's shaking and shit like
a... Oh, look at me.
Little bitch.
Look at me. How you drive this motherfucker. And I shoot anything that gets in the way. You understand me?
Staring Burton in the eye, Enzo nods.
Keep me safe up there.
You know it. Come on.
They slap hands and bump fists. Ah! Ochre fastens the chin strap of his helmet, a night scope affixed to its front. Burton climbs atop the adjacent vehicle and hops into the turret. Syverson wanders over to Harper.
Hey, James.
Your boy's good?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do this. Mount up.
Roger that.
Harper gets back behind the wheel. Above, Oker adjusts the helmet scope. Syverson's pickup pulls away, a tail gunner in the bed, followed by a pair of armored trucks. Harper and Enzo pull their vehicles out, bringing up the rear as they leave the camp gates. Lights twinkle across the Bakuba skyline. Dimly lit thoroughfares stand vacant. The pickup truck leads the convoy down a curving street. As two armored vehicles follow Syverson, Harper and Enzo's trucks head in the opposite direction. Enzo continues along the roadway. Behind, Harper brakes. He swerves in reverse, then advances a few feet, leaving the vehicle blocking the intersection. As Oker surveys the area, Harper steps out, rifle at the ready.
Hey, Oker, I want you on 12 and 3.
Roger.
The turret swivels, its gun now pointed the opposite way. On a nearby street, a cat races onto the sidewalk. Further on, another armored vehicle approaches. Enzo pulls to a stop at an intersection, then sets the parking brake, lifts his radio, and calls Harper.
Eagle 6, this is Eagle 4, blocking position 3 is set.
Roger that, Eagle 4. All positions are set.
Elsewhere, the pickup leads the remaining pair of vehicles into a parking lot. As it comes to a stop, Syverson exits the passenger seat and gazes upward, rifle at the ready. A pair of soldiers accompanies him outside to join the others, the tail gunner remaining at his post. Elsewhere, Enzo addresses Burton.
What you got up there, brother?
Yeah, I got your fucking mom up here.
Enzo's good-natured smile fades. Meanwhile, Syverson and Peps lead their teams around the corner of a building, then into an alley, where they head forward in two single-file lines. As Syverson leads his guys up a staircase, Peps escorts his team further down the alley. Syverson and his men arrive at a landing. Back in the intersection, Harper paces, rifle pointed downward between his folded hands. Above, Oker glances warily. Meanwhile, as Syverson's team heads down a walkway, one soldier pops into a building's archway. More team members follow Syverson toward a house's stone facade. Syverson crouches before the door and raises a finger. Then a team member passes him a small device. Syverson starts to affix it to the door, which opens. Syverson raises a finger to his lips at the burly man staring back at him, then gestures for him to approach. The civilian charges and wrestles Syverson to the ground. Then insurgents open fire from doorways. As soldiers return fire, women and children flee down the hallway. Elsewhere, Peps waits at the bottom of a staircase, beckoning the women and children forward. Soldiers and insurgents trade fire upstairs. Downstairs, Peps blasts a gunman. In the hallway, the burly insurgent pins Syverson in a corner as shots fly from both sides. Two bullets strike his back. Syverson tosses his body off, draws his pistol, and guns down another insurgent. Nearby, a soldier shatters a window with his rifle barrel, then fires at another gunman who ducks to safety. As Pep stands ready downstairs, a soldier tosses a smoke bomb upstairs. The team patrols the hallway. Syverson blasts a man in the chest, then turns and guns down a fleeing insurgent. Soldiers lead a prisoner past. Elsewhere, bullets ricochet off Burton's turret.
Fuck. Eagle 6 is in blocking position 3!
Harper ducks more bullets.
Contact! 6 o'clock!
Roger! 6 o'clock!
As Oker repositions the turret, Harper aims his rifle upward and shoots.
Where? First floor porch, 30 meters.
Oker opens fire. Concealed behind the vehicle, Enzo empties his chamber. Burton's turret comes under fire. Then a bullet strikes Enzo's shoulder.
Oh, fuck! Oh, shit!
What?
Shit!
Fuck. Are you good?
No, man, the son of a bitch shot me!
Where are you fucking hit? Where are you hit?
I'm in the shoulder, man. This shit fucking burns!
Enzo fucking hit!
You okay? Stay put! Stay put! Eagle 4, give me a sit rep now!
Fucking return to fire, man! Shit! Oh, fuck!
On another street, Ochre and Harper unleash their own barrage. Then a bullet strikes the turret.
Fuck contact! 3 o'clock!
Ochre swivels again.
Roger that! 3 o'clock!
Sergeant, you got the six!
No, I got six! Stay on three! Stay on
Roger,
three!
Roger!
Eagle, this is Eagle 6. We are in contact.
Blocking positions 2 and 3, taking heavy sniper fire. Out copy.
Stand by, Eagle 6. On the move.
Load them in.
Roger that.
Soldiers load captives on the pickup.
Back to Warhorse. I say again, RTB, RTB.
Roger, copy. Returning to base. Eagle 4.
We are on the move.
Sergeant says we can move. Get in the fucking truck.
Goddamn right, I'm getting in the fucking truck.
Hightail it. Go.
Harper starts the engine from outside.
Sergeant, we're moving.
He ducks gunfire.
Yeah, hold tight. Hold tight. We're waiting on Eagle 4.
Let's go.
Falcon Sensor 3 moving to rally point.
As Enzo drives off, Burton trades gunfire with the unseen enemy. Ochre lets loose a volley of bullets, then spies the approaching armored vehicle. Harper's vehicle starts off. As Enzo follows, a rocket explodes near the grill, engulfing the truck in flames.
Sergeant, they're ahead! Move back! Move! Go back! They're ahead! Move!
Enzo stumbles out.
No! Get back!
Harper reverses. Burton lies across the back seat, his face blackened and bloody.
Oh, shit! No!
Enzo drags him out.
All right, come on, baby. We gotta get out of here. Come on, boy. Come on! I'm out!
Ochre hops down from the turret as Harper fires at the enemy.
Come on!
Enzo falters as he drags Burton. Ochre takes over, dragging Burton to Harper's vehicle.
Come on!
Harper gets behind the wheel. As the vehicle departs, leaving the burning truck in its wake, Ochre continues to fire.
You'll be alright, okay? Alright? Yeah, that's right. Breathe, man. Come on, baby. Breathe. You got it. Sarge's gonna get us in real quick, okay?
Wounds cover Enzo's face.
Sarge, you gotta hurry the fuck up. You gotta hurry up, please.
Fuck. My friend. He's my fucking friend, man.
Is he breathing?
I don't fucking know, man. He's hurt pretty fucking bad. He's hurt bad.
All right, just breathe. Come on. That's right, stay up. You're gonna be good, baby, all right? All right, just breathe. Come on.
Sarge, he's not looking too good, all right? He's not looking too good.
The convoy returns to Camp Warhorse.
Eagle 6, you are directed. Go back to your operating frequency of 20800 in the red. Medivac is 2 miles out.
Medics rush over with a stretcher.
Stretcher over here. Convoy coming in hot.
Come on. Let's go. Get him out.
We got you.
A medic helps Enzo out. Then two others carry Burton from the vehicle.
Okay, let's go, move.
Back, you're right.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Lay down.
They set him on the stretcher. A helicopter arrives, then hovers, and starts its slow descent. As it touches down, the sliding door opens, and a medic rushes out to meet Syverson. Ochre and Harper help bear Burton to the chopper. Enzo follows and stumbles. helps Iverson assists him into the chopper beside Burton. As Oker and Harper back away from the helicopter, the sergeant holds his hands to the back of his head. The chopper takes flight and zooms off. Oker turns away, face twisted in anguish, then stares into the distance with an enraged expression. He hurries to an area where soldiers guard a line of kneeling prisoners. He kicks one insurgent in the ribs, then rains down blows with his fist before Harper and Syverson restrain him onto the ground.
No, man. It's not like that, man. Not like that.
Hey! Wake the fuck up!
Not like that, man. It's okay.
As Syverson steps away, Harper cradles Oker.
It's not gonna be like that.
The view cuts to black, then fades up on Oker, lying atop his bunk. He swallows hard, then sits up, bright sunlight cutting through the darkness as he gets to his feet. Standing at the bathroom sink, he proceeds to brush his teeth. Averting his eyes from the mirror, he spits. As he straightens, his intense gaze falls onto his own reflection. Later, at the pumping station, Oker and Harper stand with Syverson, who eyes the checkpoint gate arm as it lifts.
Well, a rough night, but it's not for nothing.
A dark van moves along the unpaved roadway. As Syverson steps away, Oker watches the approaching vehicle intently. The van buckles on its suspension as it drives over the rough ground, then comes to a stop near a large pile of rubble. Harper removes his helmet, watching along with Oker as Kadir's brother leads a group of civilian workers over.
Salam.
The engineer waves half-heartedly, then Oker offers a curt nod. The private slips a glove onto his hand as he approaches the job site. Behind him, a trio of civilians carries excavating tools. Oker stops at the lip of the crater and gazes down. Below, a new section of pipe juts across the bottom of the dugout pit, with two other sections ready to be joined. Harper hands Oker an excavating tool, then leads him down carrying one of his own. As locals carry a long length of pipe above, Oker and Harper hammer their tools into the dirt. The man in the patterned headscarf places an excavated rock atop a pile in a wheelbarrow and wipes his gloved hands. Sweat soaks the sleeves and back of Oker's t-shirt as he hacks at the scrabbly pit. The tool head's blade strikes the ground, exposing the softer earth beneath its rocky top layers. Oker pauses. Nearby, Harper takes a break to wipe his brow on his gloved wrist. Then he follows Oker up top. Carrying a bag, Kadir's brother follows a pair of locals.
Reef, your wife make the dijin?
What?
The chicken.
Not today.
Arif joins a small group seated on a dirt mound. Nearby, the man in the patterned headscarf approaches the back of the van. He takes a cooler from the rear and heads back toward the site. Harper and Oker remove their gloves as they pass military personnel chatting near the station house.
I wonder what he's got. I am fucking sick of the penny.
As the man with the cooler passes, the lanky Robinson follows.
All right.
Hey, where are you going?
All right. We got spaghetti and meat.
A fiery explosion tears through the building, felling a nearby palm tree and filling the air with smoke. Lying atop a bed of rocks, Oker struggles to stand. Nearby, as Harper staggers forward with his rifle, the private follows with a dazed expression. Harper approaches Syverson.
Captain Syverson! What do we do?
Two civilians lie dead at Oker's feet. Arif hurries past.
We have suffered an IED attack at the There are multiple casualties. We are requesting immediate reinforcements. Say again. This is Eagle 6.
We have now suffered an IED attack at the pump station northeast.
Wait! Oker!
Syverson draws closer.
Do I, man?
Yeah.
He nods.
Yeah.
Go sit down, man.
Oker sits beside Mahmood outside Syverson's pickup.
War Horse, 9-line, follows break. Line 1, Papa Yankee, 5-4, Tree Niner, 4-5, Niner 1.
Oker grips his bicep and winces, then sets a hand atop his head, staring with a traumatized expression. A freeway sign points toward Baghdad and Hila. Oker sits with Harper in a moving vehicle.
It can be beautiful, can't it?
As Harper stares out a window, Oker's eyes dart, then he gazes out the other. Two military trucks head along a circular drive outside the palace and park near a large bust of Saddam Hussein. Oker joins Harper outside their truck, where the two soldiers collect their rucksacks and rifles. Harper shuts the door, then he and the private watch the vehicles drive off. In a backyard, soldiers chat, leaning against a brick wall. Another group of guys swims in a long pool as Harper and Oker cross the patio with their gear. They pass a group lounging in street clothes as they head toward a building. Later, Oker steps into a shower, closes the curtain, and turns a faucet handle. As water starts to spray out, he closes his eyes, then shuts the tap. He gazes thoughtfully up at the shower head. Oker bows his head, then turns the handle once again. He watches puddled water trickle down the drain before turning on the shower once again. He lets the water fall on his palm before finally stepping underneath the cascade and lathering a bar of soap over his hair and body. He rubs his face, then runs his hands through his hair. Oker and Harper stand in an office where the mustached Sergeant Major paces.
How are you men feeling?
Good, Sergeant Major.
Tension!
They stand stiffly, arms at their sides, as the lieutenant enters and shuts the door.
At ease.
The three place their hands behind their backs. The lieutenant steps over to Oker and offers the young private a smile. He crosses to Harper and gives him a playful punch on the shoulder before stepping around and taking a seat at a desk.
Sergeant Harper, 3 weeks leave to return with us in Riyadh.
Roger, sir.
Private Oker. What do you say we get you back on level ground?
Oker blinks.
There's a convoy leaving at 1400. It'll take you to the Balad flight line, and a C-130 will take you back to the States.
Unblinking, Oker forces a smile.
I'm happy to waive my leave, sir. If it's all the same, I'll stay.
The lieutenant is not giving you leave, son. You're going home, Private.
Sergeant Major, there's no reason to be concerned about you.
Your war is over.
No, it isn't over. The war isn't over.
Excuse me?
With all due respect, what happened in Bakuba...
Permission to speak freely, sir?
Yeah.
As the NCO in charge of Private Oker, it is my opinion that he has nothing more to prove to himself or to anybody else.
It's not about proving anything, Sergeant Harper.
Oker. Oker.
Harper shoots him a stern glance.
Don't go home, man.
No, this is the time when we
all... Take it easy there, son.
Sergeant Major, I think we need to talk about what happened, and then maybe we can fix it.
Your job
is done here.
How?
Oker lifts his brow.
No, please, someone tell me how my fucking job is done here, because I don't see how...
God we damn it, Private! You're dismissed.
Harper stands at attention and salutes. Then Oker does the same. Standing, the lieutenant offers his salute. Then he and the sergeant major watch them depart. Oker follows Harper out of the office cubicle and across an opulent palace hallway. Later, on a rooftop, soldiers mill around a barbecue grill. Oker sits brooding nearby, fidgeting with a pack of cigarettes. He looks up to see Harper approach with his rucksack and rifle.
Are you smoking now?
He sets the gear down and takes a seat.
Yeah. Made me see the chaplain.
Ooh. What'd he say?
It's God's plan.
Harper grins.
Then he asked if I smoke. He said no.
So, gives me these and said maybe I should consider starting. How about you? What you thinking about?
Harper removes his cap and runs a hand through his hair.
What am I thinking about? I'm thinking about a Royals game. A Royals game, tecate, and garlic fries.
Ooh, garlic fries.
Yep.
Oker turns the cigarette pack in his hands.
I start thinking about that and all this other shit starts rushing back, you know?
I haven't even thought about home for a long time.
Oker gazes down thoughtfully, his knees drawn up, as Harper stares absently upward.
I tell you, some captain told me to blouse my boots today. You believe that shit? Some dude, fresh off the boat, hasn't done a damn thing, tells me to blouse my boots and look professional. It's fucking pissed. Not just because of the boot thing, but...
But what?
You know, we fucking had it, Sergeant. The people were with us. The water was gonna flow.
It wasn't ours to have, Oker. You got nothing to feel guilty about.
No, but...
Okay, for whatever you did or whatever you didn't do.
I broke my own hand back in Kuwait. I slammed it in a Hummer door. Just trying to get out of all this shit.
Eyes closed, Harper nods, then fixes his gaze on Oker. The private bows his head.
Well, now you can.
Oker leans back in his chair and shakes his head in resignation. Heaving a sigh, he gazes at the cigarette pack before holding it up.
Hey, you want this?
Nope.
Harper and Oker round a corner into a palace hallway. They stride side by side, toting their gear. Around another corner, they pass more military personnel. Oker finds himself back in the living area as Harper steps away. The one-legged piano still rests on the floor, and a pile of boxes is stacked where the sofa once stood. Oker takes a quick look around before departing. Later, at an airport, a pair of armored trucks heads down a long drive. Oker and the sergeant major step from one vehicle, then the private slings his rucksack over his back. As Harper joins them, they gaze across to an airstrip where military personnel stand outside a cargo plane.
Confusing feeling, ain't it? All we do is think about going home. Now, here it is.
I don't feel anything, Sergeant Major.
Yeah, it takes a while before it kicks in, but it'll catch up. Believe me.
Oker blinks thoughtfully.
Good luck, son.
The Sergeant Major shakes Oker's hand and pats his shoulder.
Hey, Sergeant Major.
The officer turns around.
Beautiful day for the infantry.
He glances toward the airstrip.
Beautiful day, son. Beautiful goddamn day.
Oker grins and faces Harper.
All right. Better get a move on. Don't miss your flight.
Yeah.
Harper gives Oker a firm handshake.
See you on the other side of the berm.
See you on the other side.
As Harper takes his leave, Oker makes his way for the airstrip. where a dozen soldiers stride in single file away from the plane. As he passes the disembarking infantry, he takes a glance over his shoulder, where two armored trucks make U-turns and head back along the drive. Up ahead, another half dozen soldiers wait their turn to board the plane. As Ochre makes his way toward them, he unslings his rucksack and adds it to a pile of other bags on the tarmac. He gazes thoughtfully into the distance, eyes darting.
Beautiful goddamn day.
As he falls in line behind the last soldier waiting to board, the view cuts to black. Titles appear over images of water evaporating from wet sand, directed by Fernando Coimbra. Written by Chris Rosner. Produced by Justin Napi, PGA. Produced by Ben Pugh, PGA. Executive Producer, Mark Gordon. Executive Producers, Sarah Smith, Chris Rosner. Executive Producer, Juliet Berman. Executive Producer, Brian Kavanaugh Jones. Associate Producers, Olive Uniak, Andy Dom. Director of Photography, Ben Richardson. Edited by Zach Stonberg, ACE. Production Designer, Mike Gunn. Costume Designer, Susie Harmon. Music by Adam Peters. Casting by Mary Vernieu, CSA, and Venus Kanani, CSA. Nicholas Holt. Logan Marshall Green. And Henry Cavill. Sandcastle. Glenn Powell. Neil Brown Jr. Bo Knapp. Sammy Shake, Gonzalo Menendez. With Sam Spruill, Navid Nagaban, and Tommy Flanagan. More credits roll. We'll be right back. producers wish to thank the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan and its people for their generosity and hospitality. We would like to thank the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces for their service and sacrifice around the world. Sandcastle Film, LLC is the author and creator of this motion picture for the purposes of U.S. copyright law and the Berne Convention and all national laws given effect thereto. The characters and events depicted in this motion picture are fictitious, and any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Copyright 2016, Sandcastle Film, LLC, all rights reserved. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.